You ever heard anybody talk about that?
Be roasting it
In the ashes.
Uh-huh.
You remember hearing them talk about it?
I remember hearing Mama talk about it.
You don't remember what they called it? Did they call it any different?
Was it ash cakes?
Okay.
I think that now, I'm not for sure.
Okay.
But I've never seen any of them.
Uh-huh. I haven't either, but I've heard about it in connection with this. What do you call bread in loaves made of white flour?
Light bread, loaf bread.
You use both words?
Both.
Okay.
A lot of people use loaf bread, but I always use called light bread.
Okay. What do you call a round, flat pastry about so big with a hole in the middle?
Donut.
Okay, and is there another word for it if it's made with yeast versus made with baking powder? Are both of them called the same thing? You know, like you get the big glazed ones.
Well, some call them sweet rolls.
Okay, does that one have a hole in it?
Well, not necessarily.
Okay, it may
it's
be.
It's kind of like a cinnamon bun,
sure,
or something, but a lot of people just call it sweet roll.
Okay, but the one that has a hole in it, may be a little like a cake or big.
Well,
know?
Yeah, donuts or what.
Okay. What do you call the round, flat cakes made with white flour and cooked on a skillet and eaten with syrup for breakfast?
Well, some call them pancakes, some call them batter cakes.
What do you all call them mostly?
Well, I mostly say
what did you say you all are more likely to call them here if you're telling the children we're going to have this for breakfast? You'd say we're going to have
pancakes.
Okay. And what do you call meat from the side of a hog, salted but not smoked, the kind you serve for breakfast?
Oh, not smoked. Breakfast bacon,
okay.
You usually say.
Okay, and if it's the kind that is not smoked, and maybe you don't buy it sliced, maybe you buy bigger pieces of it to cook with vegetables, what do you call
it? I call it bacon.
Okay.
White bacon.
Okay, and what do you call, and again, this is an old word, I think, pressed meatloaf made from hog joel, the hog's head, and so forth?
Oh, I usually call it souse.
Okay, and what do you call that hard thing in the middle of a cherry? Know that you plant if you want a cherry tree, another one to come up, the little hard thing in the middle of the fruit.
Seed.
And what about if it's the center of a peach? The same?
Or? Well, I call it a peach seed.
Okay.
Probably might be some other name for
right.
it.
Right. Well, we just want to know, you know, the one that comes to your mind
well,
first.
Yeah, that's what comes to my mind, peach seed.
Okay. And what do you call a peach whose meat clings to the seed and you can't
press work? Peach.
How's that?
Press.
Okay, and what about if it breaks apart easily?
Clear seed.
Okay, and what are some beans that don't have to be shelled to be cooked? The kind that you just...
String beans.
Okay. Any others?
Well, some people call them snap beans, and of course, you know,
they're
both
about
the same.
Okay. And what are some beans that do have to be shelled? Any different kinds that you... have to take the shell off of them to cook them.
Nothing other than peas.
Okay. What about those big flat ones, you know?
Oh, butter beans.
Okay.
And then they have one of those large kind, they call them fold hooks or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. That's a lima.
Lima.
Okay.
Big lima.
Okay.
Small.
What do you call the tops of turnips that can be cooked and eaten? Turnips are different kinds of tops of vegetables that you cook and eat.
I always call them turnips.
Okay. Do you ever cook the tops of beets?
I've never cooked any.
Okay. Have you ever heard anything like that called salad or salad?
I've heard of salad.
What's
that?